Well, when I was approached, of course, I was so humbled and I was so really so moved to that, that the UNICEF thought of me for that position, because truly it's a tremendous responsibility. And immediately I thought of how can we utilize music, how I would be able to utilize this role to create tangible opportunities on the ground that could benefit the children that are coming from the war-torn regions. And not only that, but also the, you know, the children of the impoverished communities of the entire region as well.
As a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, what are your priorities working with the UNICEF? What would you like to see good done working with the UNICEF?
Absolutely. One of the projects that we actually started brainstorming on is developing a music therapy program within the refugee camps. Of course, right now we're in the information gathering phase, trying to learn from experiences, talking to the experts, seeing what could be done. That's something that I'm personally going to be involved in putting together, and I want it to have a permanent effect where after, you know, for years down the road, I hope that this will become something that can live on by itself, just self-sustaining within the camps. That's one thing. Something else that we're going to be doing immediately, actually, as of next week, I'm going to be traveling to a Za'atari refugee camp and with a piano. I'm going to be performing for the children. Hopefully, the performance will give a burst of uplift, if you will, or joy to the children. So really, in whatever way we can utilize music to help elevate the pain and help the healing process, you know, to whichever extent music can do that.
Mr. Durrani, you founded the Zaid Foundation for International Peace and Understanding.
Yeah.
Could you tell us some more about what does this foundation do exactly?
Absolutely. We launched the foundation back in 2005. Inaugural project was entitled Roads to You, which we launched under the patronage of Her Majesty Queen Noor of Jordan. And the idea is to bring together musicians from different parts of the world, including war-torn regions, where they're selected not only based on their musical excellence, but also on their leadership potential, because we believe that musicians can be community leaders, proactive peace builders as they advance their careers. And of course, that project developed into its own. And then after that, we started a scholarship fund in partnership with the with National Music Conservatory in Jordan that awards annual scholarships to Jordanian music students, you know, that are unable to continue the studies on their own. We need to take care of them. So as you see, it's just focused on youth, education, and music, whichever way we can help.
As a Goodwill Ambassador, what is your first message to our audience today?
Don't forget the children. It's amazing. You know, I tell you a little story. It just really hit the point home. I don't have children of my own, but I have my nephew, Ali, who's 3 years old. And yesterday he grabbed my hand, and I felt as he was holding my hand, I was like, imagine how many 3 years old out there that just escaped war, tragedy, suffering, death, saw death in the face. You know, I mean, it just gives me the shivers just I talk to you about it right now. I think just like, let's not forget the folks that are suffering. Let's keep them in our mind when help and support whichever way we can, because after all, we share the humanity. That's our common bond. That's what makes us human, is caring.